about my slow vocal voice? I was recently, someone asked me to get everyone's attention in a busy room and I went, hello! And they went, not like that! My slow vocal voice. Anyway, how are you?
All good.
Good, nice and cool.
Don't think we need the heating.
Yes, did you want the heaters on today?
Please don't.
Lovely, let's start, please. Right, thank you everyone. Thank you. Can we just start with some circles? Indexing just circles, please. And get your wrists involved. Keep all the circles going and your elbows. It's a little bit dangerous, one in a full room, this one. If you can, get your shoulders involved as well. This one isn't about looking pretty. Good, looking a bit. And the other way. Lovely, and if you can, a little circle in your ankle, please. And your knee, if you feel so moved. And swap legs. And a little circle in your hips. And the other way. And a circle around the outside of your cheek with your tongue, please. Three times one way, three times the other way. Yawn, please. Good evening, James.
Good evening.
Right, little face mask on, please. Especially focusing on your jaw. I always know when you're up to something. They all start smirking. Giving a bit of a chew, please. And now some more enthusiastic sounds, please. Great, thank you.
Yeah.
right up the top of your range, right down the bottom in your own time. Here we go.
Sing!
Beady eyes, please. Beady, 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 beady eyes. So beady is quite a nasal sound. Eyes, quite an airy sound. Up we go.
Beady, 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 beady eyes. Beady, 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 eyes. Beady, 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 eyes.
You feel like you're doing a massive crescendo, for example. but what comes out is something much smaller. So we need to overdo what we're doing. And all, I can't think of the time I ever told a choir to do less of the phrasing, okay? So the first thing I want to say is, open your doors, that door. At the moment, I'm not hearing it at all. I'm hearing, open your doors. So you just need to really lean in more. Open your doors. And then, moving down a little bit. And we will sing, same thing, where we stand on this solid ground. So after stand, we're not breathing. In fact, the opposite, we're kind of pushing through, so it grows, grows, grows. Where we stand on this solid ground. Keep the dynamic up. This hallowed grass, ground, whatever it is, just make it quieter, yeah? So let's just do the very beginning again, okay? So just try and get all these nuances and see if you can kind of do the sort of I feel like I'm doing too much version, and I promise I'll tell you if it's too much.
Take us.
You do know what you're doing. And then, Claudio Lazo, your best backing singer. You know? This. Yeah? Rather than looking a bit bored and just singing a new, that'll be great. At the moment, I'm confused and bored. I feel we can build on that. So, this is a tiny detail. At the very beginning, the very first thing we sing, I'd like to make the word dream sound more buoyant. Let's have a look, please. Life could, at the moment, it's slightly, I'm exaggerating, life could be a dream, life could be a dream. Yeah, so the dream is the exciting bit. Life could be a dream. So can you do it with your eyes and think a bit more here, not dream, more dream. Okay? And let's do that very quickly. One, two, three.
Life could be a dream, life could be a dream.
L and the D. Two, three.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do, 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 shaboo. Life could be a dream. If I could take you up in paradise of the bunch. If you could tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. I hope I'll never forget. Just prove me what you mean again.
And what I would say is, same rule as applies to all of life. If you do anything confidently, people believe you. So if you're not sure of the word, don't think anything, but do it confidently. Got me where I am today. There's lots of places where we sort of, it feels like we interject the text. So one of the first places that happens is the hello, hello again. Can we just have more huh on hello? If we go from... In fact, let's just go from the beginning of the verse. Life could be a dream, if I'd... And then, hello, hello again. Hello, hello again. More H, more air there. Let's go from life could be a dream. One, two, three.
Life could be a dream. If you could take me up in paradise of the bars. If you could tell me I'm the only one that you love.
And every time we sing shaboom, can we really go overboard on the shaboom? Yeah, the shh, lots and lots of shh. It will feel unreasonable, but it doesn't sound so. Let's do the same spot. Two, three.
Life could be a dream. If you could take me up in paradise of the bush. If you could tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. And on again. Shaboom.
The whole thing again, please. make sure we have that last shaboom in.
Shaboom.
Up we go.
Shaboom, shaboom. Yeah.
Oh,
lovely. If you want to look at your copies for now, it makes it easier to rehearse, I think, just for now. And we're going to start on page 12. We're in spring 24, bit one. Okay, so let's start at the top of page 12. The thing I'm looking here for sopranos is when you come off the long note, to try and keep it really smooth if you can. Let's have a go.
Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. For your love.
Lovely. Can we go back to page 9, please? Bottom half of page 9. Just from that base, actually, the bottom page.
Blackbirds singing in the dark
there as well. And then sopranos, can we just watch the end of your, how long your notes are? They sort of fizzle out a bit at the moment. You need a definite stop. I'll try and help you there. Same spot. So we just want to make sure that when you join the tempo, you're really in the tempo, you're going with what you is happening around you, not sort of, I don't know, I feel like this piece, we want to think of this as a slow piece, but actually it's got a lot of movement in it, so let's kind of embrace the movement. Bottom of page 9, please.
All your life. That's it. Okay.
Fairness.
We'll never do that again.
Well, I've done it once.
Lovely. So at the beginning, I think again, what we need to think at the beginning is about the movement. So instantly, Alto, you set us up on this lovely flow that we have that's keeping moving. It's, we're not thinking this is a slow piece.
Yes.
And it's her last day at CBSO tomorrow.
Yes. Yes.
obviously I'm already plugged in front of the orchestra, so that was very embarrassing. So I'm not going to cry this evening, but I do just want to say it's been an absolute pleasure and privilege being able to work alongside all of you over the last 12 years, as Helen said. I didn't ever dream 12 years ago when there are some men who came to the very, well, either came to the very first rehearsal, but even before that, came to the rehearsal at Tesco, where we had about 50 people, but the very first rehearsal we ever had here, when the choir properly launched 12 years ago, we had 115 of you queuing up out the door. And I can remember those first few moments before anybody actually walked through the door, where I was sat here going, please let this work. I was going to kill me if this is a stupid idea and no one turns up. And I was absolutely bowled over by how many of you were there that day and how many people we've seen through the doors to Inspire over those 12 years. It's got to be over 800 that we've seen over that period of time. It's probably actually more than that now. But I just want to say a massive, massive thanks to every single one of you for your commitment, your enthusiasm, your utter joy that you bring. Please never stop. It is brilliant.
Dedicated, enthusiastic, committed individuals like Katie to actually make stuff happen, because it's really hard. It's really hard to do it, and Katie's just kind of done it unflappably and with a smile on her face. And I still don't know how she remembers the name of every person in Birmingham, but she does, and she always has a smile on her face. But it's, you know, so much of what's happened for lots of bits of the CBSO, but particularly so vocal is down to Katie's dedication and passion and commitment. So from all of us, thank you very much. Thank you.
I love you.
Okay, let's have a look now, please. Thank you, everyone.
I wish I knew how to build to be free, please. Bring booklet one, page 16. And really think about where the words finish. I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. Off, yeah? A one, two.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish.
Well, I wish I could say all the things that I should say about. slightly rushing through. I wish, I wish. Okay, and then everyone else, who's the backing singers amongst us, can you make sure you're with me? If you listen to what the basses are doing and then respond, it will be late. Okay, so go with me, okay? Can we go, please? Say them loud, say them clear. Top of page 18, third bar. Oh, one, two.
Say them loud, say them clear.
Thank you.
And I sing because I know. And I sing because I know. And I sing because I know. How it feels to be free. To be free. To be free.
Verse 3, which is where we all sing the words, soul. And can you make sure that the words where we land, you make them really bright, and use your eyes, and use the shape of your mouth as well. There's a river flowing in my soul. Always thinking this way, not soul, soul. Think up there. Verse 3, thank you.
Yeah.
going, you do your own thing, I'm going to be with them. Matriarchy first.
Yes.
Siblings first.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sister, brother, mother, father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second time.
Brilliant. Good. Can we just go in right at the beginning, with all parts of the beginning, not you, just the Bambalay love, and two things to think about. Bambalay love, Bambalay love, oh, oh, ma. Yeah, much more scoop. Bambalay love, Bambalay love. Whatever dynamic you're at that point, go back with. Bamba, bamba, bamba. So you've got somewhere to go. Whoa, whoa. Three things to think about. Whoa, whoa, bamba, bamba, lela. And let it just be soft at the end. Let's go straight in with everyone.
Are we all clapping?
We're going to clap in the right places, my God. I think clap when your part starts. Otherwise, you might somewhat drown out. If in doubt about the clapping, less is more. Sorry. There's only actually two claps in a phrase. Bambalela, bambalela, oh, bambalela, bambalela. There's only two claps in a phrase. I appreciated your enthusiasm, though. Sorry. Say what?
Every single English, we don't clap.
No. No. Yeah, no, yeah, you're right, yeah. When you're singing the English words, you're absolutely right, we don't clap. So, never give up, no, no. There isn't clapping. Thank you, that's a very good point. But in fact, we're going to do the whole thing at the beginning.
Bambalela, oh, bambalela, bambalela.
Thank you to all of you, thank you to Helen.